I have had a wide range of hair mistakes, actually. It kind of correlates with the last thing. Throughout high school, I went in my I dyed it all kinds of colors, pink, purple, green, blue, orange, barf, every color you could think of. And I always cut it myself. I would just, like, bend over into the sink and just hack at it. And anyways, when I was 19, I was like, you know, I really want to dye my hair, like, a really pretty light brown, which is kind of what my real hair is. But at the time, my hair was black with green at the top, and it was just like a fish tank, kind of. So I was like, I just really want light brown hair, which is my real hair color. So a few months before Britney Spears did it, I went to the barber shop, and I was just like, have at it, just let it go. So I asked her to give me a number 2 buzz, which means your hair is a quarter of an inch long. I think that's how math works. I'm not sure. But and she was like, are you sure you want to do this? But it wasn't like I had beautiful long hair. My hair was like green and black and like asymmetrical. And it was just like, I can only go up from here. So she shaved my head for me. And I actually, like, I really rocked it. I listened to Sinead O'Connor for like the whole summer. And I was just like, nothing compares. And like, my parents were actually like so happy. They were just like, just leave it alone now. And luckily I have like, okay, ears, like my ears weren't like sticking out or anything. And I had forgotten that when I was a little kid, I cracked my head open. So I got to see the scar. Like, you don't really see that unless you have a shaved head. So I was really proud of myself. And I let it grow for 3 years. I just didn't do anything to it. And in 3 years, from a quarter of an inch long, it landed right about here. But I've totally messed it up all over again. But I'm getting there. So I'm trying to grow it out. So, you know, power to shaved head girls everywhere.